if you look back on the reports of what happened in the city with respect to their parks department, and they had an embezzlement situation, immediately Gary Best turned the matter over, and frankly the city administration turned the matter over to the proper authorities. And I'll just differentiate the situations. They turned it over immediately to the authorities. In the St. Louis County situation, they waited months. Okay. Number two, Gary Best immediately took responsibility for what happened in the city, vowed to correct it, make things better, and that it wouldn't happen again. He took responsibility for it. I'll juxtapose that with the situation in the county. Dolores Gunn has yet to take responsibility for what happened. The then county executive, failed to take responsibility for what happened. No responsibility was taken. No one was punished. It was as if, you know, the only thing that the county executive had to say about Dr. Gunn was that Dr. Gunn was an extraordinary person, or was outstanding as a health director. So there was no responsibility taken. I think it's a completely different situation. I'm not saying that embezzlement is acceptable under any set of circumstances, and it's something that, you know, we're striving forward with to have an audit, a top-to-bottom audit, to avoid these types of situations in the future. But it was certainly something that happened, and responsibility was taken in the case of Gary Best. No responsibility was ever taken in the case of Dolores Gunn. In fact, she left this job without ever taking responsibility for what had happened. And frankly, it was a failure of leadership at her level, and it was a failure of leadership at the county executive's level.